Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Hello, how's everybody doing? This is Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 38. And I am Big Daddy, and I'm joined by my two lovely co-hosts, Alicia Brown.
Hi, everyone. Happy rainy Monday. We're the East Coast.
And Faye Elise, Faye Jackson.
What's up, people of the United States of America?
So we're going to get in to a couple of different things. We're going to talk about teachers, the unsung heroes, talk about education. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about what's been going on as far as there was a violent act of a shooting that went on in Philadelphia this past weekend where a couple of cops were shot. And I want to just, you know, touch on that. And also, there was a bomb that went off in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to discuss that, especially with you, Faye, being from that area. I want to get your feelings on what happened up there. And talk some wrestling news, Faye. I want you to elaborate on your weekend. I know you had a big weekend this weekend. And we're going to talk about some WWE news and then wrap it up from there. So, first, we want to talk about the state of education now. And I was watching something on YouTube. I watch YouTube a lot, and I get into different, rooms and different videos that go up. And there was a video that went up just talking about the state of teachers and how underpaid they are and underappreciated that they are now. And compared to teachers and different parts of the world and how much money they're making and how they take care of their teachers. And a teacher in, like, Switzerland is, like, the second highest paid job under a doctor. And this total opposite in the United States. And, Felicia Brown, with you being a teacher, an educator, and also a director, I wanted to get your opinions on that and what you think. And then, Faye, if you could chime in, because both of you guys are college graduates. I want to get both you guys' opinion about as far as when you were in school and how, you know, education was and where do you think it can all get better and what we could do to make it better. So, Felicia, if you could elaborate.
Oh, sure. Well, for those who, you know, don't know, I started out as a teacher and, moved up to director of the school, but teaching is a love of mine that I did not know would be a love of mine, but it is. So I actually still teach, and I'm actually in the classroom full time this school year, so I'm doing both. So I get to see, you know, kind of the best and worst of both worlds. So I get to be on the side of the teachers, and I also get to be on the side of administration that, you know, is in charge of paying the staff and the teachers, and it is very sad. So I'm happy that I can be an advocate for the teaching staff, you know, as a director too, by being a teacher as well. So, you know, I kind of see both sides of the coin. But my school is a private preschool. It we're not really affected by, you know, things that a public school or a state-funded school would be affected by. Although we are a private school, we are in a very underfunded district. I won't disclose what district. I don't want people, you know, calling in or stalking or saying anything, but our district is very underfunded, and it's very unfortunate because what it's doing is it's turning parents of younger children away from filling up our public schools in the district, and they're opting for private schools, which cost a whole lot of money. Some of these private preschools are costing like college tuitions, and I think that's just ridiculous. But the biggest issue is a lot of these public schools have amazing teachers, and it just so happens that you know, it's unfortunate that they teach in these underfunded school districts. You know, it's just it's really sad that, you know, down to books and just everything that a teacher in a classroom in a school would need, they don't have. And I read something that was really funny. It says teachers are the only profession, well, teaching is the only profession where teachers, where people steal from their house to bring stuff into the classroom. And it's really true. There have been countless times where I have come out of pocket to, you know, fill up supplies in the classroom. There's times where I take things from my house to bring it in the classroom. And I just think we need to do a better job. I'm not sure. I didn't come as prepared as I usually do, but I didn't look and see if this is something that's going on with a lot of the other states. But it's definitely something that's happening in Pennsylvania. It's sad to see that it's happening in, you know, lower early education levels. I know legislation is doing something to kind of make preschool free for all, because I think it is necessary. You know, ages 1 to 5 is when children are forming their kind of, you know, who they are in their life. So preschool is definitely necessary. But I know it's a big issue in Philadelphia. A lot of schools have been closed across the board from K through 12, and it's really sad. I know before Nutter went out, he closed a lot of schools. He closed a lot of libraries. He closed a lot of services for children. And that directly affected my household, because at that time, one of my family members worked for a foundation that helped underprivileged and kind of undereducated children, and he closed that down. And so, you know, not only are you hurting the children, not only are you hurting the future, but you're now taking money out of people's households. You're taking dinner off their table, and that's horrible. So education, I don't know why it's so, you know, underappreciated and overlooked, but I'm not sure why, you know, a school is the first to go over a prison or a strip club or a bar, but it is, and it's really sad. So hopefully people can just speak up. Hopefully people will understand that although we're underpaid, it's a really fulfilling field. So, you know, please do not be discouraged if you're looking into being a teacher. I know it sounds cheesy, but, like, the smiles and the impact, you know, that you make on these kids' lives, it's really worth it. And, you know, you may not be getting a lot of money, but you're making a difference. You really are. So that's all I got to say.
It's funny, because my ex-wife is a teacher, and I don't want to bring up the school district that she did. I tried to get her to call into the show and speak her mind, but she opted not to because she didn't want to start any waves with her job. So I'm not going to mention her name or the school district that she's in, but just some of the problems that she's going through, because she is a special ed teacher, and she teaches, you know, special ed students, but they started moving in like the really bad kids, not just the special ed, not the slower kids, but just the kids with behavioral problems into her class, and she has been teaching for well over 10 years. I want to say close to 15 years she's been a teacher. And all of a sudden, they want to start sliding into behavioral problem children with her, and she had a real issue with it. Because, one, I
right.
guess once you teach for the past 10 years, you get tenure. I mm-hmm. might be right, might be wrong. So when you get that, like, you kind of, I hate to use this expression, but you kind of got big draws then, where you should be able to pick and choose what you want. And with that, they just stuck her with something that she wasn't comfortable with, and she's disgruntled. She's
right.
very disgruntled about her job. And also with my daughter now, who also wants to be a teacher, but she's fearful because she doesn't want to get stuck or pigeonholed in a certain way that her mother was done. So
mm-hmm.
it's just that we really have to lift teachers up and really have to lift education up. And we fell off in society. And even through the years, because I remember back when I was in elementary school, the teacher, if she sent a note home with the child, with me, because I was one of them badass kids that didn't want to listen, but if she sent a note home, whatever she said went, she could have said, I climbed up the side of the school and acted like Tarzan, my parents would have believed it. But nowadays, it seems like the parents are like, no, not little Shaboom, but he didn't do that. And it makes it hard on the teacher because the parents are just so defensive of the children, like their child can't do no wrong, or the reason why their child is doing this because dad ain't there no more, and I'm a single mother, and I'm raising the kid by myself, and he just had problems. I understand that, and the kid might have problems, but you got to understand these teachers aren't here to screw your children. They're here to help your children. And we have lost something in the generations. And even back, again, when I was in school, the teacher could physically discipline the student.
Mm-hmm.
And it was many times I got hit with a ruler if I was cutting up and acting
mm-hmm.
and cut, you know, doing what I wasn't supposed to be doing. And deservedly so, because I was hard-headed. I didn't want to pay attention. I wanted to do what I wanted to do. And if I got disciplined, it was what it was. And that doesn't happen anymore. That's a main reason why these kids feel as though they're entitled and they can do whatever they want to do and they don't have to, you know, listen to anybody. Now, Faye, I don't know if you have an opinion on this. You know, you've been, you know, like I said, you're a college graduate. You've been in school for a while. You know, you have any experience as far as education, teachers, or whatever?
Just more of a question for Felicia. Like,
sure.
What do you think needs to happen as far as getting more funding into these schools? Like, what should people, I mean, there's always all the time where people, like, they tell you go vote and
yep.
tax dollars are supposed, but do the tax dollars really go to the schools? Because it seems like every year it's like the same districts on the ballot to get more money.
Right. And I was actually going to say vote. The tax dollars, it's funny because I'm seeing that the most underfunded districts have some of the highest taxes, and that's kind of a red flag to me. My district right now, one of the towns within that district has some of the highest taxes I've ever seen, actually two of the towns, and I just don't know what it's going towards. They're very residential towns. They're historic towns. So I don't know what the money's going to, but it's very, very unfortunate. So I really don't know. I don't know what they're doing in legislation, just the same, you know, as I don't know what they're doing as higher as up as the presidential level. I just don't know. Please, you know, if you find a candidate, that's why we need to research the candidates. Find the candidate whose one of their platforms is education, and please, you know, vote for that person. It doesn't matter if they're outside of your party lines or anything. Just vote for people that have the same beliefs as you and the same passions as you, and you just got to go for it. Something else that you said about college, I've been hearing from actual professors themselves that they're not making that much money either, you know.
Oh.
It really depends on where you're teaching And that's sad. Going back to what you said about the behavioral issues, that is another issue. A lot of classes are reaching and surpassing legal capacity, which is another no-no, because you can get many issues that will arise from that. But what's happening is these kids that need behavioral services, they're not getting these services, because if you look at people like social workers and, you know, child psychologists and all that stuff, they're actually getting frustrated too. The social work field is you know, getting pretty bad. People are losing interest, and they're facing the same issues as a lot of the teachers too. They're underpaid for what they do. So a lot of these services, again, are getting shut down. People are frustrated. So these children that need maybe wraparound services within their schools, they're not getting them. So what's happening is, you know, schools are putting them into, I hate to say regular classrooms, but that's what they're doing, and they shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. So. Also, I have a question, Felicia, or Faye, one of y'all can answer this. What's the difference, like, what's like the difference between regular school and charter schools? Because I know I noticed a lot of parents are sending their children to charter schools. And what is so special about a charter school that I would want to send my child there?
Well, charters, let me look it up. Because we have a lot
curious,
of parents that go to charter schools as well.
Yeah, and I noticed that's the way a lot of people are going now. They're sending their kids to charter schools, and I just never understood, you know, what was better, because
like privately funded, like they get they get grants and like private donors to go. Money goes to the charter school. That's what I believe. My aunt is trying to open a charter school back in Ohio, and I know that's the way that she's doing it. And like, charter school for, I mean, just like how public schools are using tax dollars and waiting for tax dollars to come in before they're able to do any, charter schools basically already got the money, and they're able to get the supplies, and they're able to get the better books and the better equipment and the better computers because they already have it.
Yeah, it's actually the other way around. They do receive government funding, but they operate separate from the school district or the public school. So in a way, it's like a private school.
Yeah, they don't get the tax dollars. They get, like, grants, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's government funded. So it would be similar to a private school thing. It's not, like, nonprofit or anything. Like, my public school would be nonprofit.
Okay. Would you recommend a charter school over public school? Or you would just say, you know, you just go to...
Honestly, I teach at a private school, I am not, you know, the one to say, oh, go this route, go this route. I have found that growing up in the public school district myself, we have learned so much more than a private school or a charter school. A lot of these, I hate to say it, a lot of these upper level private schools, and even some public schools, their focus is more on funding based off of testing. So they're focusing on, say, a math test as opposed to being more well-rounded. If they do well on maybe, say, like a Keystone test or something like that, they know they get funding off of higher test scores. So they'll focus on that more than, you know, everything, even like social development and all that. So I honestly would recommend public school. There are great teachers there. They're just underpaid and frustrated. So, you know, a lot of these private school teachers, they're getting paid a lot more, but they're doing a lot less. So do not be fooled by the Catholic schools and, you know, the charter schools and all that. And I would say stick with public schools, honestly. It's free. Your child is getting the education they need. You know, a lot of it is at home. If you want your kid to do good grades, you have to have that grounding in them at home. So it matters they get the paper and, you know, hopefully continue their education.
Okay. I appreciate both you guys' input on this. And it's just something that touched on that I wanted to speak on. And, you know, I appreciate your, you know, both your opinions. Felicia, thank you. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, I didn't want you to get yourself into trouble or anything. So hopefully nobody, you know, in your school district or whatever is listening, nothing like that. But, you know, it's just.
If they are, I'll tell them to pay me more.
It's just, you guys, you teachers really do deserve to get paid more and more respect than what you get. And I just wanted to say that. That's why I wanted to, you know, elaborate.
I respect all the teachers.
No,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And it really does help when the parents are, you know, on the same page as us and supportive. And at my school, we have some great parents. Of course, we have that one overzealous parent or, you know, that one parent that just doesn't get it. But overall, we have great parents. And, you know, come Christmas time, come the end of the school year, they're really supportive. And they give us really good gifts, like Wawa gift cards.
That's funny.
It's great.
Yeah, it got me still snickering about that. Anyway, that's funny. Wow, gift card. But another thing that's been going on is I have the news on in the background now, and I just happened to notice that another bomb went off in somewhere in Jersey, like Seaside, New Jersey, or I might be wrong, but it's at the shore, another bomb went off. I don't know what the heck is going on, but I know a bomb went off in Manhattan, and they shut down the trains and everything for a short period of time. Faye, did that affect you at all? Like, I know you take public transportation here and there.
Seeing that I have a car. I don't use the public transportation as much anymore, but the bomb was at my train station.
Really?
Yeah, and a homeless man found it. Because there are homeless men at my train station, a lot of them.
Wow. Damn. I don't even know what to say after that.
Yeah.
So whatever is happening has to stop happening. And I don't know what's going on. And I hope they find a person or the group of people that's behind this.
They found them already.
They found them?
Yeah, because this morning there was a shootout, which was down the street from my house.
Gosh.
But they wouldn't let us leave. They wouldn't let us leave out the house until they said it was okay.
Don't tell me Honey went off when somebody decided to shoot up the block.
Well, Honey is in the other part of Jersey. He didn't even know what was going on.
Wow.
And another thing that went on this weekend, there was a guy that went to a bar in West Philadelphia and decided he was going to shoot a couple people. And when he did, he got into a shootout with the police. And a female officer was shot at 18 times. She was hit 8 of those times. And she's still living.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in critical condition, but she's doing fine. And, you know, they caught the guy. They shot him. He's deceased now. But I just want to know what was in his mind that made him snap like that, that want to go kill a whole bunch of people. And I just feel like glad that, and this is another reason why I always tell my children about being out late at night, because this went on around 11:30, 12 o'clock Saturday evening. It might have been like 10:30, 11 o'clock around then. But this is right about the time when people are out and about, and this guy decided he wanted to shoot up a bar, and that's why you really had to be careful of your surroundings. And I just wanted to, you know, prayers out to all the people who were shot in an incident, and to the female officer, she's, you know, she's doing fine, but I pray that she gets through this. And I don't want, and here's the main thing I want to say, I don't want people to start saying, okay, well, they've been killing niggas for years, about time a cop got shot. No, that is not the answer. No, that is not the correct. Had the police done their share of dirt? Yes, they have, but there's no excuse and no reason to shoot officers. For the majority, majority of our trying to do a job, they're doing the best that they can. This woman was just out working. She was a mother of two, and she didn't deserve what had happened. And that's, I just don't want the ignorance to start as far as people going out the street, down the street, and start shooting police officers. We don't want that. I don't want to see that. We do not support that. Big Daddy Hard Talk Radio, we do not support that. If you have an issue with the police, write your congressman. Hell, don't stand during the national anthem. I don't know, but don't go down and just start shooting a bunch of people. Y'all have any thoughts on that?
I didn't even know that went on because all the craziness that went on up here, they didn't even talk about that. So that's, wow.
Yeah.
I have no words for that.
It's just sad that, you know, I can't say that I'm surprised that it's happening, you know. It's kind of like the revolution will not be televised, but.
Yeah, well, guess what? It's being televised.
Yeah.
The first thing I saw on Friday night as I was going to sleep was that. Because, you know, there was breaking news, and that's what they were talking about. So, really, we got to get past this, and let's get over this. So let me take our first commercial break, and we're going to come back with some wrestling news. Faye, I want to hear about your weekend. I want to hear about how you did. We want all the dirt, and you better fish it all. So, all right, we're going to be right back after this commercial, Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 38.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, volume 38, with Felicia Brown and Faye Jackson.
Hello.
Now, Faye, I know Friday night you had a big night. You go ahead and talk about it.
Mm-hmm. it was in a six-woman tag with Ring of Honor, or Women of Honor. And it should be on the internet soon, hopefully. If not this week, next week possibly. Or the week after, you know, they're kind of close. So just for that, I'm not going to give no spoilers at all, but just know that I showed why you don't compare me to Nia Jax. I'm just saying.
Uh-oh.
Who did that? Who compared you to
everybody?
Oh, gosh.
Just because I'm big, she's big. That's how wrestling fans think.
Oh, my goodness.
Nah, y'all two different people.
She's as green as goose poop.
You know, you've been hanging around me a little too long.
But still, to a wrestling fan's mind, they think she's black too. So she's a big black woman. I'm a big black woman. Even though she's not black, she's Samoan. But, you know.
Close enough.
Yeah, exactly.
not for the Rock.
So you
and
had a good time,
Saturday,
though. It was a good match.
A big time wrestling show, and that was actually nice. I got to meet Sting, and now I have a new boo. Shout out to James Ellsworth. He's my new boo now.
I'm telling.
He's in love with me.
I'm telling.
Tell.
How was Sting?
Any man with two hands has a fighting chance. That's all I'm
going to say. Anyway, how was Sting? Was he cool?
Yeah, he was very nice. Very nice.
That's what's
he
up.
He liked my gear.
Yeah, I
he
bet he did.
Time.
You wait till I talk to Honey. I'm telling.
Yeah.
I'm snitching.
Still.
Anyway.
Still.
this past Wednesday was the finale to the CWC tournament, and TJ Perkins, did I pronounce his name
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he won the whole thing. Call me ignorant or whatever, but blind to it. I didn't realize until like that night that he used to be Suicide in TNA.
Yep. Yes.
I didn't know until then. And then when I found that out, it's just a bigger picture to me that a lot of Dixie Carter had a mound of talent
mm-hmm.
and a footstep and didn't know what to do with it. Because if you look
That's
at
great.
All the top guys in the WWE now, or the majority of the top workers went through TNA or had a brief run at TNA, and she didn't know what to do with it at the time, and that just showed where her business mind is. It's not that good. And it's just sad. You know, and I just hope that somebody else steps into there and takes over for her, because they still have a lot of good talent there. It just you have to know what to do with it. And it's just proof because Triple H is getting a hold of these guys and making them stars.
Mm-hmm.
And kudos to Triple H. Like, he's he's kicking ass. He's really kicking ass. And then it was, I think, Felicia, you and I talked about it, and you would say, how much is it Triple H and how much is it is Vince? And I think it's more Triple H than it is Vince. I think Vince is giving the okay, but I think Triple H is the one doing the grassroots work as far as finding out who these guys are, finding out what they're doing, and utilizing them in the best way possible. And tonight, the Cruiserweights are going to be on Raw, and I think the ratings on Raw are going to be better than what they have, because these Cruiserweights are getting a real strong following now. And a lot of people are enjoying watching the Cruiserweights work, and now you're going to have it on Raw, which Raw needed that help, because you ask me, SmackDown's kicking Raw's ass, even though Raw was in Philly last week, and I didn't quite get what was – usually the Philly fans are a little bit harder on them. I guess, I don't know, everybody sung Kumbaya before the show started or whatever. They didn't do like I thought they were going to do. You're still not going to get a WrestleMania. But anyway, I was just –
whatever.
Get y'all opinions on that, what y'all think about the Cruiserweight tournament, how you feel about what's going on, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Go ahead.
I say kudos to Triple H because, you know, here's a guy that came into the industry not very good, and he kind of, let's be honest, he slept his way to the top, but he has a history and I guess a kind of stigma of burying people, but, you know, who knew that he had this heart for these indie guys like this, for these young guys? He's kind of like a father that has like 100 kids, and it's just a really great thing to see, and I'm really excited. You know, I don't know
what he was doing,
but he's doing great. Yep. But congrats to TJ Perkins. He quickly became one of my favorites. If anybody's, you know, iffy about him, this guy, he has a wrestling career that spans about 15
years
or more. Yeah, and he's only 32 years old, so that's excellent. It sucks that Cruiserweights are only on Raw, but what can you do?
I've been watching the indies. Go ahead.
You see it. Yeah,
Stephanie.
I got to talk to him when he was at Evolve a couple of times. And
wow.
I remember him telling me, like, he remembered there was a time that it was a few times, especially at TNA, where he just wanted to quit the business, and he did for a little bit. Like, he took a break.
Mm-hmm.
But he just kept working his way back, and I remember him bringing on Ring of Honor, and he's like, I did Ring of Honor for maybe a year, and they didn't want me. So he's like, you know, I found a home with Evolve, and they've been pushing me to be me, and that's the thing. They, like, forget the gimmicks, he's doing him, and that's what's
right.
Working for him. That's what got his name out there right now. So congrats to him. Congrats to all the Cruiserweights that are going to be on Raw tonight. Like, the best of luck to them. And that's it.
And that's it. So I'll be watching Raw and also be flipping back and forth between that and any Philadelphia Eagle fans watching. I hate the Philadelphia Eagles with a passion. But I do watch the games just so I can laugh. And the Philadelphia Eagles are playing the Chicago Bears tonight on Monday Night Football. And
boo football.
And this is Carson Wentz's coming out party. That's the rookie quarterback that will be starting tonight. And everybody in Philadelphia loves him. But again, boo to Philadelphia Eagles. If Saddam Hussein and Bin Laden had a football team, I would cheer for their football team before I cheer for the Philadelphia Eagles. That's how much I hate the Philadelphia Eagles. But we're going to take this second commercial break, and then we're going to talk some Emmy talk. Felicia, you watched the Emmys last night, right?
Yay!
So
like
we talk some Emmys. Talk about the Emmys a little bit, and then get into some relationship stuff, and then we're going to wrap it up. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 38.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Days Hard Talk Volume 38 with Felicia Brown and Faye Jackson. And before we move on to the Emmys talk, I wanted to... This is a little bit going backwards to the wrestling thing. I kind of forgot to mention it before. Felicia, I just tagged you in this on Facebook, so when you get a chance, check Facebook. But did anybody realize that they were making a Crispin Y movie?
Yeah.
It's been finalized.
Yes.
Called Cross Face.
I think it needs to be done, honestly.
A Crispin Y movie?
Yep. Yes, I have a very, very strong opinion about that, and it's in the minority, but, I mean, I'm sorry, but say what you want. I might lose, you know, followers or friends or whatever, but a large part of the demise of Chris Benoit has to do with WWE and their oversight of what was happening, so just putting that out there.
Because that's what one of the things this movie's going to deal with is the darker side of wrestling and what it did to Chris Benoit. And I just, okay, how can I say this? It's something that needs to be talked about, but I just feel like it could be in a different way. I don't know if it could be a whole movie because this man murdered his wife and child.
And they probably going to show that too.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible to me. I don't want to see that.
It is.
Like, I want to remember him the way he was and not the last final moments where he lost his mind. Does the story need to be told? Yes, it does. Because there is a darker side, there's a deep, dark side to wrestling that nobody ever talks about, nobody gets into, that maybe it should be talked about. And it was hinted to a little bit in The Wrestler. I think that movie came out 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So it was headed to some of the darker things in wrestling. But this is something that really could I get goosebumps even thinking about it. If it goes, which is probably going to go through because I heard it's getting greenlit. And
it did.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but, you know, not everybody is as knowledgeable or as hardcore of a wrestling fan as us. So, unfortunately, they see Chris Benoit and know of him by what he did. WWE had this big thing where they kind of just wiped out his, you know, his history pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is all, you know, new fans and casual fans really have, and it's sad. But, you know, at the same token, people rah-rah over football, and the same stuff is happening. And who knows what other sports, too.
Just don't get Will Smith to play in his movie and give a bad accent.
No, he's going to be killed. You didn't know?
tell the truth. Tell the truth. But,
he's going to play a Canadian Chris Benoit.
We forgot to talk about Brandi Rhodes. She got signed.
Yes.
I'm interested in seeing if she can actually work.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. And good for her. And it makes me think, like, well, if she could work, how come Vince didn't use her?
Yeah, right.
With her assets.
She's a beautiful woman.
Oh, she's fine as a mother.
Cody Rhodes is a lucky man.
Yes.
Very lucky. He's a man. Extremely lucky. Son of a plumber.
And Dusty Rhodes raised his kids right. To see no color.
Anyway,
Other thing
I wanted to touch on briefly, KCW is once again up and running. They have a show October 29th. Tickets are on sale. If you're not doing anything that weekend, please come through. I will be there. I will not be wrestling, but I will be in the house. I have an announcement to make that evening. Dirty Money is going to be on the show. Rikishi was announced, will be there, and just announced the Sandman will be there. And a bunch of local indie stars will be there. It's going to be a big show. It's in Darby at the Rec Center. Information will be on my page, as well as I'll even put it on the Totally Driven page. Just come on out, support. I'm going to have Kareem Horton on the show soon to explain and elaborate. I just want to give him some time to have everything set.
That is not good for marketing, Faye.
That is not good for marketing, Faye.
Oh, my goodness.
What if he said you ain't shit?
Yeah, he already did. I'm still waiting for that.
Look, I've been waiting for this grand cook-off all y'all supposed to be having. Y'all been talking a good game. I'm waiting for this thing. Now, you two are supposed to be having a bake-off.
Yeah.
And I think you and LeGrand are supposed to be having an actual cook-off.
Cook-off, yeah. Don't matter. And don't matter. Cook, bake, whatever. Whatever.
I'm waiting. Now, I've had some of the things you baked, and you are a bad mamma jamma. I ain't going to hold that. I can't hold back this. Okay, you are a bad mamma jamma. But I had some of the stuff Kareem baked, too. So it's going to be interesting. As long as I'm near the judge, I don't care. But anyway, Felicia, you saw the Emmys last night. Can you give us a little bit of rundown?
I did. I didn't see all of it. I kind of crashed, but I'm an award show buff. I love it. I don't care. Well, I do care, but if they're rigged and, you know, politics and favoritism and popularity contests. But I did see a good portion of the Emmys last night, and I don't know if it's you know, some people are talking or they're trying to make a statement, but kudos to the whoever's over the Emmys, whatever. Like, I know the Oscars has the Academy. I don't know what the Emmys have. I think it's the Screen Actors Guild over the Emmys. But a lot of black actors and actresses have won last night, and I was just elated. You know, these are people that have been in the industry for years and have gone pretty much unsung, but they, mm-hmm. they got some last night, so I was very happy. A show that me and you were watching, James, that we really liked was The People versus O.J.
Yeah, they took home everything, didn't they?
They took home a lot of awards last night, and I was very happy. That was a brilliant piece of work. The writing was brilliant. The acting was brilliant. A lot of the actors in it took awards, and I was just so happy. They didn't take supporting roles awards. They took lead actor and actress roles awards, so I was so happy. And also Regina King, she won an award. And it was just a good night. The feel was good, too.
Where did she win?
She won best lead or supporting in a drama for
American Crime Story?
Yes, American Crime, yes.
That is an excellent show. And she
is
excellent on that show. Yes, it is a very good show. I would highly recommend anybody to watch that show. It's coming up on its third season, and I watched the first two seasons, and it had me to the edge of my seat every episode. Like,
that's hard to do.
And it was so and it was so real. Like the topics that they went on was just so real. It was like, wow. Except for the finale of the second season kind of pissed me off because it left with a cliffhanger that they'll never finish because every season is a different topic. So you'll never know exactly how season two ended. But she was excellent on both seasons, especially I liked her better in the first season than last season, but she did a very good job. And good for her. She is a very good actress.
Her brother was locked up?
Yeah, the first season her brother was locked up and she was the Muslim and everything and blah, blah, blah. She played a good role.
I really liked her in that role.
Yeah, she was good in that role. And then the second season, she was the mother, the kind of dominant mother.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. And she didn't want her son dating any white girls and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And she really did well with both roles. And I like her, and I like that series. Very good. Very good show. So good for her. Kudos to her.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Felicia. I'm sorry.
No, no problem. Courtney B. Vance, he played Johnny Cochran in the O.J. series. Excellent job. He won. The lady that played Marsha Clark. She won. The person that played her partner, attorney, won. I forget what his name is. Sterling B. Knight or something. Sterling Knight. He won. It was just a good night. So I don't know. I hope that they're finally recognizing us and giving us, you know, what we deserve and, you know, that it continues and that it's just not a, let's quiet down the black people and give them awards.
No, because Tracee Ellis Ross won last night, too, for Black-ish. I love Black-ish. Visa's funny, though, so I can't really take that away from her because Visa's hilarious.
You know, I tried to watch Black-ish.
Blackie.
It just, like, if it's nothing else on, I'll watch it. But for the most part, I'm like, that's the amount of family I'm talking
about. I like Blackers. I like the whole family. I like all of them. The twins, the boy that don't know if what color he is. He don't care.
I think the funniest person on that show was Lawrence Fishburne. And I think the one episode I liked the most was when the little boy was supposed to get his ass whipped and everybody was trying to help him. And Lawrence Fishburne was cheering the wall like, whip his ass. I want to get front seat to the ass whipping. I just thought it was funny. And Courtney B. Vance, isn't he Mr. Angela Bassett?
Yes, he is. Last night he called her the hottest chick wearing the chain.
He said what?
He called. There was a joke. Whoever the first person that first black guy that won, he said, "I got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain." They were, you know, obviously copping over Jay-Z. But he got up there and said, "And I have the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain." Angela Bassett, she does look amazing.
She always looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He's right. He's right.
I don't know how he got it, but he did.
Yeah.
Well, they've been together before the fame, right?
They what?
Yeah. They've been together for years.
They've been together before the fame.
Yeah. But still, I don't know how he got it. I mean, it must be really nice.
Hey, his game is strong. Anyway, anything else happen?
No, I didn't read of any, you know, Kanye-like speeches or outbursts, but there were. He did, Courtney D. Vance, he did kind of shout out no Trump and Hillary or something like that. So, you know, you always got to have one of those in there, a little political.
He said no Trump and Hillary?
No, he said no Trump, vote for Hillary, something to that effect.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to have this relationship question real quick, and then we're going to wrap everything up. And this is easy. I might have even asked this question before, but I can't remember. You know, I took a lot of chair shots in the head over the years, so I don't remember everything. But would you ladies date a porn star?
No.
Hello?
No, I would not.
It got quiet, right?
It did get quiet. So, Felicia, that's
no.
Definitely no.
No. I have issues with possession and, you know, and I think they just now started that thing where you have to wear, what is it, condoms, or you have to get checkups.
Well, you're supposed
times,
to get AIDS checked. Yeah, a certain amount. You're supposed to get an AIDS check a certain amount of times a year, but they don't pay attention to that.
See? That's why.
Faye.
I'm still thinking, actually. I don't know.
Lord.
Me personally.
I don't want to be the person to judge if that's the way you're making your money, especially if it's a lot of money. But at the same time, it's like, that's what you do for a living? Yeah.
Like, me personally, I'm on the fence, but like you said, that's how you make your money. That's how you make your money. If you make a lot of money doing this, then it is what it is. I guess I would have to get to know that person inside and out. Now, if they were a porn star but was, like, kind of bitchy, I'd be like, no, we can't do that. But if they were generally a nice person and treated me well, but you just did this to make money, then, like I said, who am I to judge? And I haven't been a saint, and I've had sex with a whole bunch of people. So,
oh, my God.
I'm being real. So who am I to judge? So if you're, like, as long as, you know, you've been tested and you continue to get tested and you're not, like, a real bitch and you're just doing this because this is, you know, how you make your money, and eventually you're going to stop because nobody wants to see a old-ass porn star, it is what it is. It is what it is. I think, you know, I might. I don't know.
I'm kind of like what you said. Like, if it was Wesley Pike, like, you better not be a butthole, but I know you can lay it down. And, you know, as long as I got to know you as a person and not what people see you on a regular.
All right. Wait a minute. I just want to take a quick sidebar. The fact that you even knew a porn star's name.
Oh, yeah.
That means you've been watching.
I know Wesley Pikes. I do know that one.
I would rather somebody that watches a lot than say, oh, I had sex with an attitude pool.
Somebody that watches a lot than what?
I said I would rather somebody that watches it a lot than somebody that sits there and says, I had sex with a lot of people.
Just being real. Not that I'm proud of it, but it is what it is. Big Daddy wasn't always the man he is today. Anyway. All right, on that note, we're going to wrap up this episode. Any last words, ladies?
Oh.
Faye?
What I want to say? Oh, this weekend I'll be in Atlanta for Ring of Honor.
Okay. Okay. Good luck. Hope everything works out fine. Raw tonight, Monday Night Football tonight, SmackDown tomorrow. Support your local indies.
That's right.
There's three different types of people in the world. Those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Felicia Brown, Faye Jackson, and Big Daddy that make things happen. For now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. God bless you all and good night.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.